from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So it's going to be second down and about 4 yards to go at the 31 officially. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Agbana going to throw. Pressure coming. CJ going to hang it up deep downfield to the end zone. It is caught for a Buffalo touchdown. Nick McMillan.
Paul Peck on the call. Yesterday we talked with Brad Ryder. Today Scott Wilson on the Western Hotline to chat about UB. They got a win over Lafayette, and look pretty good in the process. The Pete Lembo era off to a good start. Scott joining us, Jeremy and Joe. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Good win for UB. I wondered, I was watching the game, and in the last two seasons, UB's lost to FCS schools, if I'm not mistaken. I think Brad mentioned that yesterday, even, you know, on their way to winning seasons. And I wondered, like, the first drive that Lafayette had, they're moving the ball a little bit, and then UB gets a pick. And it felt like, at that moment, it was a little bit of a, okay, or, you know, relax, settle down. Any nerves I might have had for UB kind of went away in that moment.
Yeah, I'll agree with you. And, you know, after the last two seasons, I'm not taking these wins for granted anymore. It's good to get in the win column, especially right away to start the season. And yeah, you know, Lafayette was coming into this game, I think, planning on winning the game. They were very, very confident coming in, and they get the couple first downs there on their opening drive, and Jalen McNair steps in, gets an interception, kind of settled things down for the Bulls and got things off on the right foot.
They get the win. You know, it's game one with a new coach, and you're trying to figure out what a coach's identity might be. You can only know so much as you'll watch through camp and training camp and spring practices. But, Scott, was there any sort of message from Pete Lembo after the game about his style or anything you saw that might be a hallmark of the kind of game that he coaches with UB?
Well, he's a big special teams guy, so I know he's going to be very, very upset about having a kick blocked last night. But I think really overall, the thing that I took away from him is that he instilled and has instilled so far in camp a really calm and composed nature with this team. They had some moments where I think last year's team would have folded in the second half, where things didn't go their way. And instead, they looked very calm and composed and came out, fought through it, and got that 3-score win. And I think that that's just kind of the confidence that he's been trying to build with this squad. You know, last year was not a good season and was not fun. And it looked like for the first time in a while, the Bulls, the players were having fun again. And I think that for me, that's the first thing that he wanted to kind of get accomplished. Be composed. Bad things are going to happen, and we're still going to be okay, and we're going to respond in the right way to it. And they did that.
Do you think, watching a lot of that game yesterday, the tempo that they had on offense, and really, I mean, they were running no huddle for almost the entirety of it. There were sometimes they run two plays and it felt like 5 seconds. Is that something that was kind of known about their offense, and that something we can expect for the duration of the season?
I think so. I don't know if we're going to see it at that tempo next week. Missouri is a horse of a different color for sure.
Yep.
They played Murray State last night and outgained them 500-86. So
yeah.
You might want to slow the tempo to just kind of shorten the game and get some time of possession on your side. But yeah, they've been working on that a lot in camp, and if they can get that first down and move the chains, that the tempo that they have, it really gets rolling. And those were the moments last night that they got the first down. All of a sudden, they're up on the line. A very good defensive line from Lafayette. All of a sudden, they're backpedaling. They're tired. And they were able to really get things going on the ground. I think that that's kind of the direction that the Bulls want to take it this year. They want to, you know, try to get three or four wide receivers on the field, spread you out, get the first down, and then get things rolling downhill in the run game.
Color analyst for UB football, Scott Wilson on the Western Hotline. You know, spread those receivers out and kind of air it out. We saw a little bit of the star power that I think Nick McMillan brings. And what's the review of CJ Agbon after one game this year?
You know, they wouldn't let him throw last year. And after last night, I don't know why. He looked pretty good. And honestly, the offense looked very similar to the way it does when I play college football 25.
That's right.
They got the ball to Nick McMillan, who is a star and is going to be a star. And I thought he was cool, calm, collected. He's very athletic. And I think that they wanted him to get his confidence in the pocket in this game. There's a lot of this playbook that's coming that's going to showcase more of his legs and more of his running ability and more of him getting on the edge and giving him some run-pass options. But last night, for coming after a season where if he made one bad move, he's benched and that's it. And last night, he stood in the pocket and looked great. And, you know, took advantage of the deep shots that he had and was composed. And there was a couple of times he had a couple passes batted down. You know, he threw one into trouble in the flat, almost had it picked off. Two throws later, it was a 30-yard touchdown. You know, so his confidence is back up where it should be. And I was very impressed at his performance last night.
Finally, Scott, before we let you go, yesterday with Brad, we were joking about Lafayette not wearing spots. That was the Leopard should be wearing spots. That was the fashion preview. The fashion review, what's the ruling on UB's helmets? 716 on one side and the logo on the other? How'd you land on those?
I like it. Yeah, I mean, it's Coach Limbo really wants to get the community back involved and understands how important it is to have the support of the local community. He wanted to show that off and put that front and center, and what better way than on the helmet. I don't know if they're going to do that next week. I don't know if that's a home game type of thing or just week one situation, but I liked it. Yeah. It was cool. Just a different wrinkle.
And a good crowd last night as well.
Yeah, great crowd. Great crowd, great student turnout. A lot of the former Bulls came back. I know a couple of Bulls that are on the Buffalo Bills showed up there. Cam Lewis was there. Buffalo Joe Andreessen was on the sidelines. And it's funny. It was funny seeing Cam Lewis, who has been on the Bills for 5-6 years now and has made some big plays. And the kids run right past him to Joe Andreessen, who's been on the Bills for 3 days. And he's like the biggest star possible. It was funny, but yeah, it was a great crowd last night. Good to see the community come out and support the team, and the students came out, and a lot of the former Bulls that are still in the area came out to support them as well.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.